welcome on in to another episode of the Tommy Edison Experience Podcast. It's nice to have you back here. It's good to be with you on this, Wednesday night, right? As we do it live here on Twitch. And we got some exciting new things happening, including new technology. Well, we may as well start off with the big stuff, right, Ben?
Absolutely.
This is awesome. So this is one of the things we talk about Patreon a lot, donating to the show, and on YouTube and Super Chats and things. And I always say that when you do, you literally get to see your donation work. And your donation is working right now because, Ben, we are on a couple of platforms right now. We're on Twitch, as we always are on Wednesdays, but we're also on DLive now for the first time ever, right?
That's right. That's
We've not done the show here on DLive before, so welcome on in if you're checking us out there. Love to have you aboard. Thank you so much. And we're also on Periscope for the very first time ever.
I think so, yeah. It's connected.
We've done some other things. Yeah, is it? You can't tell?
Can't tell.
Okay. But we've done some other things on Periscope before, but never this show. So if that's working, well, hi, everybody. Hi to you out there.
Periscope's shutting down in March.
I know, at the end of March. I can't believe I sort of can believe it. I never check it out anymore. You know what I mean? Well, since I started watching Twitch, like Periscope was the original sort of in real life thing. I mean, I was watching people going to get coffee in the morning, just walking down like 28th Street, East 28th Street, Manhattan. You know, like at 7:30 in the morning, like on a Tuesday, just randomly. You know, that was the kind of weird things you could find on Periscope. But now Twitch has sort of come in and, you know, really taken that over. But there you go. So we're on new platforms, and you get to see your contribution. Again, you just watch it work and watch us grow. So that's kind of what we're up to. What else? We got some, of course, I'm sure we have some new sounds, don't we?
Oh, we do. That's right. We do.
I would think we have some new ones. You're so good with taking this stuff out.
Yeah, there's a lot of stuff a lot of things going on in the news.
There's a ton going on in the world right now. It's very interesting time to be alive, to say the least.
Well, first off, President-elect.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Oh, that's a good one.
Did you hear about this?
I want to thank you all. Thank your families. And I don't want to embarrass them, but there's one guy up in the gallery here, Tommy, who's my buddy, who is the son of the governor. Thanks, Tommy, for supporting Mom doing this.
Listen, you got it, sir. Hey, you know what? I try and keep things on the low, you know what I mean? But, I'm up there in a gallery. It was a little embarrassing that day.
Tommy was my buddy.
Ah, right back at you, baby. You and me, kid. You and me.
It's a historic cabinet.
Who else? We've got... This one too.
I want to thank you very much, Tom. What a professional job you've done. All of you people, incredible.
Oh, thank you, sir. Thank you very much. Everybody's loving me today. What did I do? I've been good this week, apparently.
Doesn't that sound better?
It does. Good mic there, sir. Very good microphone.
You had a lot to say.
Free speech is under assault like never before.
And...
the most ridiculous thing anyone's ever seen.
What's he talking about?
I don't know. Oh, but I just the most ridiculous thing. I like this guy for the hyperbole. Is that the right word? Where it's like everything is the best, right? I think it's hyperbole. I love that.
That's why it works so well for The Apprentice, right?
Absolutely. Oh, yeah. My God. Yeah, The Apprentice was fantastic. It was tremendous. Terrific, even.
What else we got?
We got more new sounds there, Ben Churchill?
Let me give you some information that is brand new to the public today.
Oh, I know that voice.
Yeah, do you know who that is?
I think I do. I'm going to say that's SOS. That's Secretary of State. Secretary of State, Mike Pompeo.
We speak the truth.
Hey, what a winner for Tommy. Nice. That's an oddball one to get, too.
That is.
Because you don't really see him talking a lot. Although I saw him speak, I guess during the summer in 2020, at a thing in LA. I wasn't there, but I watched it. And he's a good speaker. I like him. Good, compelling. You know what I mean? Yeah, because some guys get up and they're like, you know, Ben Stein. You know what I mean? They're just as boring as can be when they talk. And right. Well, I suppose like his character and different things that he was. I don't know that Ben Stein himself is necessarily boring, but, but a lot of, you know how it is, people prattle on, and I love somebody who can just, you know, they're on stage and just killing it. And Mike Pompeo is one of those guys. He's very good.
There is a way. Yeah, here's Owen.
It could not be more wrong.
Oh.
Or disagrees, I guess.
Yeah, he does. You don't like yourself on stage, sir? I'm sorry. I think
it's irresponsible.
Oh. Oh, no.
Bad audio.
That is terrible. Where was the mic that time?
All right. And one more word from President-elect.
Yes, please.
Help is on the way.
All right. Good.
So there you go.
We could use some. All right, sir. Well, there you go. What, about another week's time, right? That's right. So we'll keep our eyes open.
Stay tuned.
It's a wild time to be around. You know, I always say that being alive, I'm thrilled to be alive at this time in the world. Seriously, because you imagine like 50 years from now or whatever, and somebody telling you these stories, the things that are going on today.
Yeah.
Right. It's fun. We're going to be able to tell people these stories. So,
that's right.
Lucky
part
us.
Of history.
Part of history, my friend. Part of history.
That is that's one way of looking at it, isn't it?
Well, that is one way of looking at it. It's, you know. But it is history. Oh, there he is. There he is.
You're a fraud and a phony.
All right. Back.
Oh, you do make me laugh with the sound. You do crack me up. So at the beginning of the year, every year, for many years, has been the Consumer Electronics Show. And that normally it takes place in Vegas, but this year, because of everything that's happening in the world, it's virtual. But Ben Churchill says it's not virtual, it's digital.
That's the word they're throwing around.
No, I know. But it's,
I know. That's what I thought, virtual. But then they're like,
silly gooses. It's virtual. It's virtual. But there's some fascinating things at this year's. There's some really crazy things. Like this, for example.
Hold on.
Oh, I'm sorry.
First, Samsung Bot Care uses AI technology to take care of all the little details in your life by recognizing and understanding your behaviors to be a better robotic assistant and a companion.
You've been on your computer too long. How about stretching and taking a short break?
I love all the effect they put on that voice.
The conference call is scheduled in a few minutes.
BotCare knows your schedule.
It's very, it's an odd world here.
It's a very strange little thing. So this is a robot that literally goes around, like it vacuums, it cleans, just all kinds of things like that. I believe it's called Handy.
Well, there's two different ones.
Yeah,
one's the care one.
Oh, this is the care
and
one.
And your habits, and can remind you of the conference call you have with colleagues coming up in 15 minutes. Now, remember the bot you saw in our studio earlier?
No.
That was bot Handy.
Oh, here's Handy.
A home robot that can both recognize and grab objects, becoming an extension of you in the kitchen, in the living room, and anywhere else you may need that extra hand in your home.
Is that a little creepy?
It is a little bit creepy. I mean, like I told you, I saw this and from a glance, I was like, yes, this looks awesome. But then when you find out all that it's doing and stuff, it gets, like, the more you know, the creepier it gets. You know what I mean?
I do.
But Handy, let's show them what you've got.
All right. Here we go. If it makes all that noise, I don't want it.
Bot Handy uses AI to understand objects, okay, like a glass cup or ceramic plate, taking note of their shape and materials to work as your trusted partner.
So it's like how do you describe this? It's like Bot
Handy
looks like a dehumidifier on, moving around the room.
Oh, really?
Well, a thin one, and it's probably about 4 feet tall.
Okay.
And move
with an arm, with the
grabber. Sort of one grabber thing.
Around, and do things like set the table, or put away groceries. It flips the script.
Pours a glass of wine.
I was like, holy smokes, this thing looks very cool.
How do you open the bottle? One of these guys.
Bot Handy can move around and do things like set the table or put away groceries. It flips the script on what a robot in your home could look like.
Good job. Now, why would you have to praise it? It's not a human, so you wouldn't, or an animal, right? So you wouldn't need to praise it, would you?
No, that's the strange thing. Like, maybe there is a reason you would praise it.
I mean, it's like, for example, you know, my mother, for always, every time she'd leave a message on a voicemail or answering machine or whatever, every single message ended with the same thing. Thank you. I was like, Mom, what are you, who are you thanking? It's a machine. You don't have to thank it. It's okay. But she would do it all the time. And it just cracks me up that that guy's thanking the robot. You know, the nice thing about that thing, though, Ben, is if you don't like it and, you know, or you don't love it, for example, it's not going to take half your money. Like in a divorce, Ben. Right, see?
I see. I get it now. I got it.
That was the first thing. Just watching that thing, I was like, ooh, look, a divorce joke, everybody.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know if I bought one of these things moving around my home. I don't even like the idea of a Roomba, personally.
I know. The Roomba sort of freaks me out, too, although it's nice because I'm a lousy vacuumer. But, I don't know. I think I'd rather just pay somebody to come and do it. You know what I mean? Because then, they show up for the hour, and then they're gone. There's Roomba things around all the time, checking you out or whatever it's doing. I don't know. And this thing has, you know, it listens. It pays attention. It learns. And the weird thing about AI is this, you know, it is going to become smarter because it teaches itself. And AI will eventually get smarter than us, and we will be ruled by it. That's way down the road, but it's certainly true.
You're reminding me of a Terminator. Sounds like a Terminator story.
Yeah. Feels like one.
Schwarzenegger movies, right?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, totally. But that's one of the cool things that's coming out of the CES this year. There's another one that I really like. I think this thing is fascinating. And it's a box.
The box gives you full control over your deliveries like never before, at no additional costs. The box is much more than simple packaging. It has many revolutionary features to introduce you to a new way of
receiving. Was this a shirt that says CES 2020?
Yeah, it says last year, but I think they're reintroducing it this year. And I saw another article. They're going to roll this out in France this year. So they're actually going to get to use this technology in 2021.
1 billion cardboard boxes are produced each year. That means incredible damage to our environment. The box solves almost 100% of all packet delivery problems. The box improves every single step in the logistics chain by sending packets worldwide at a fraction of the cost.
This box is black with a bunch of neon green dots all over it.
Oh, really? Okay. Now, they say you can use this 1,000 times. They say there's stuff, there's something inside that will, you know, hold your items right in place so they won't move around inside the box. So saving the need for packing peanuts and all that kind of stuff. They also say that it will be sensitive, you know, there'll be sensors on it. So temperature changes, it will alert the carriers of that, all sorts of different things. And you don't need to write. Like, one of the biggest problems I have is using the post office is that I need to have somebody write for me. And this will eliminate that, I think, because you can do it all through an app.
Oh, interesting. So you see it as a benefit. A huge benefit.
Yeah, I see this as giant, a way for blind and visually impaired to really be able to use the mail in a way that we've never been able to before, right? Because there's a couple of steps that we just can't do. So I see this as a total game changer. I was like dancing when I said, I was over the moon watching this presentation.
The box is reusable up to 1,000 times. If you want to send or return things with the box, just choose the contact's address in the app and push the send button. Set your own parameters with every delivery and be assured that you will know everything that is happening to your shipment.
So it's got buttons on the side of it and everything.
Yeah, and it does all the tracking for you, so you don't need to go and, you know, remember the tracking number and all that stuff. You have it. It's all yours.
There is a shipping label.
Parameters with every delivery and be assured that you will know everything that is happening to your shipment.
But there's a shipping label, so there is some print.
There is some print. Okay. Well, I don't know. It's fine. But the way that they talk about it made me feel like it was something, like I didn't need sighted people to use this thing. So,
I'm sure. Yeah. No, that sounds cool.
Yeah, that's really cool. Does. I love all these innovations and things.
Yeah, I'm not sure I would use it.
No, you don't think so.
Well,
huh?
I mean, exactly. I can see, I totally get why you love this thing now.
Yeah.
Yeah. But for me, I feel like, oh, this something I have to, it's like, it reminds me of like a recyclable bag. After a while, you have to clean it and, you know, and just sort of take care of it. But, I mean, it's huge. I get it.
Yeah, so we'll see how this thing comes out. So they're going to try it there this year. I'm curious to see if it catches on. I really am, because I want one. You know, I don't do enough sort of mail order business. I don't buy enough things online where I'd really need this thing. But I think it'd be great. So I'm excited. Hopefully it makes it. So fingers crossed for the packets. What is it called? The packets, right? I think is what they
Living Packets.
Living Packets.
It's called the box by Living Packets.
The Box by Living Packets. Yep. So fingers crossed for the box, everybody.
You mentioned that CES was virtual or digital.
Yes.
I did want to just pull this up because I kind of missed this thing. And then I went online to see it.
Sure.
Did not seem very exciting anymore.
You know? This is going to be a great show.
Everyone's, you know, it's all webcams and Zoom.
Everybody's all over the place. Nobody's together.
And they're doing digital presentations. So all those like demo videos
that we used to see in front of a room full of people.
Or even just on the exhibit floor.
Yeah.
In the exhibit room. You don't have any of that where like things go where, you know, there's more spontaneity and things really happen. This is all like rehearsed demos and totally different experience.
The official Best of CES Awards. And despite the show moving to a fully online virtual format, right, there was still, as our editor-in-chief Dana Woolman just said, plenty of fodder. In fact, there were enough products for us to consider over 14 different categories thanks to the more than 1,900 brands.
Yeah, so that's...
Listen to the heavy music that's behind her. She's talking this calm thing and this... It's a weird music choice. Yeah, so I don't know. CES doesn't seem like it's going to be... like it's a whole lot of fun this year, but still some cool things coming out of it, so...
Yeah, all the demos are all those produced ones you see on their website.
Yep.
That kind of thing.
Yeah, so that's...
Not the same.
Not the same. Not even close. But there it is, friends. Time marches on, right?
There's a lot of burning questions that need to be answered.
He's right. He's absolutely right.
He really is absolutely right. And in my left hand right now is what we lovingly call the can of questions. And these are questions from you that you've asked in different places over the past couple of weeks or whatever. So I will grab one of these. Oh, geez, I grabbed two. Hold on, Ben. Let me just put one of these back here. I promise I didn't look. And Ben Churchill's flying across the room back to his position, and we'll see what's crack-a-lacking, as they say in the old can of questions. There he is, back in position.
Topic is beverages.
Beverages. Okay.
This is from Slayer, 1990Z.
Hello, Slayer, 1990Z.
I notice in some old videos, Tommy drank a lot of A&W root beer. Is that your favorite pop or soda? Still drink pop.
I really like the A&W a lot. You know, that was the thing that you and I think you turned me onto it.
Really?
Yeah, I do. Because I think when we did, if I'm not mistaken, help me out. But when we did the first movie review, did we not get root beers at that theater that night? I thought we did.
Oh, maybe. I can't remember.
I know you don't. But like, or maybe it's Franco's. But someplace you were like, dude, you got to get. And so, yeah, I did drink a lot of the A&W and it's delicious. But I can't tell you the last time I had one. And honestly, Slayer, I really don't drink that much pop anymore. Not much soda at all, because it's, you know, sort of empty calories. I'm a little bit more health conscious than I was back in the day. But
what about Dad's Root Beer? Is that a brand?
Yeah, I think so. What was the local that what was the one from Fox and Park, right? The Connecticut one that was from New Haven that came in the glass bottles that Franco always had.
Yeah,
that was that's a good root beer too. But that's very local. But yeah, now you make me want one. See, we got to go get some root beer. Couple A&Ws for the boys.
Let's take another question from the audience.
Let me give it a shake first. I like the noise it makes, don't you? Let's see what's happening in the and Slayer 1990Z. Thank you very much. Great question as always. And we'll hand another long piece of paper across to the great Ben Churchill. There he is. He's got it in his hand. Yell loud so we can hear you.
What?
There, see how big this room is? It's giant.
This is huge.
It's huge.
Topic, music.
Music.
Oh, this is from Ms. Trustful.
All right, Ms. Trustful. That would be Tori, I believe.
In the chat.
Yep.
That's correct, Tommy. What's Tommy's favorite odd song? Not a popular one, but something that he likes. Like an odd song.
Like an odd song.
Maybe a novelty, like one of those, or a just one that nobody's heard of before. You know, less popular.
I would say for sort of like novelty records, I mean, there were all kinds of novelty. But growing up, I mean, novelty records used to chart. You would actually hear novelty records on pop music radio stations. For example, Cheech and Chong charted with novelty records. There was a guy named Dickie Goodman who charted with novelty records. Ray Stevens was another guy who would chart. He had a record called The Streak, all about running around. There was this giant craze in the 70s called The Way You'd Streak, and you'd run around naked. They had a record like that. 6 weeks it was number one in America. Can you believe a stupid record like that? But, you know, the novelty ones, like sort of Spike Jonze and the City Slickers, you know, because all the other ones sort of kind of burned out for me. But all that Spike Jonze stuff, because he was this nutty band leader from the 40s. And he played like bicycle horns and bells and all kinds of weird slide whistles and things. So like that kind of, that would be sort of odd. It was very popular a long time ago, but nobody really listens to that anymore. And as far as something odd that just people don't know, a couple things. Sigur Rós, I don't know how you pronounce it, Sigur Rós, they're from Iceland. They have a track called Happy Pola, which is just beautiful. It's like, or Gobbledygook or all kinds of stuff from those guys. The other one I really like is Sibo Mato from Japan. Remember we used to listen to a lot of that? But these two women that a couple albums they did. And the first album is really good with, Birthday Cake is on that and Sugar Water and a couple other things too. But yeah, those would be sort of, you know, kind of more out of left field things that I'm really into. That's a good one there. Thank you very much, Tori. That's great.
I'm hearing there's a technical issue going on right now with doing a live show, Tommy.
Oh, boy. That always happens. Well, it doesn't always happen, but it can happen. What's our technical issue?
You know, it's hard to say.
Okay.
I can't believe that you're not prepared.
I don't know. Kate, what can you tell us?
We're experiencing human error. Please stand by.
Okay. I don't think so.
You don't think so?
I don't know. We've got strong internet, Tommy, in this live broadcast. Okay. But I do see some activity.
It's live TV, folks, live.
All right, well, we'll hang. I don't know. Do we keep going, or do we, you know, I suppose we just keep on going here and see what happens.
Yeah, we'll keep kicking it.
Yeah, we'll keep kicking it, yo. I love it. Ben Churchill, everybody.
Boy, oh boy, I really did it good this time.
Oh, see, that's the IT. That's our tech department right there. That's one of the guys back there. He's having a tough day, Ben.
Mm-hmm. Uh-oh.
Yeah, why is it buffering?
I don't know.
That's not us. That's a strange situation.
That is a strange situation. I mean, is this that blackout they were talking about? Yeah, is it happening?
Seems to be an internet problem.
Oh, boy. All over the world, huh? Well,
we're experiencing human error. Please stand by.
What? Well, you know, you try.
Please stand by.
Okay, Kate.
All right, Kate, relax. Kate, we're trying, there. Kate. We're trying to work on it, Kate. Okay, she's very pushy today. Very pushy.
Come on.
Come on, man. Right, Kate?
I did a bad thing. I made a terrible moral error.
Oh my God! Is that goes way back? Does it not?
It does go way back. Do you know who that is?
I think I do. I think that's old Bob Clinton right there.
That's correct.
I think so. Oh, what a crazy bell.
Let's see. Can you name these kind of bells these are?
Okay.
I'm worried about the internet connection, so I don't want
to. Yeah, so we'll just play a silly game here see what goes on. Okay, cool.
What do we got? What is this bell?
That is...
Where would you hear that?
I'm going to guess gas station. Yeah, right? When you drive over the thing, which I always used to, when I was a kid, I always wanted to step on and see if I could make it ring.
Yeah.
And as a kid, I couldn't do it.
Yeah, you need a lot of pressure, right?
Yeah, you need a lot. I mean, that's, you got to have tires rolling over that on 1-2-ton vehicle.
I feel like if you bounced on it sometimes, in certain ones, depending on the pressure they had it set for.
You could do it, yep. But then you, that I'm going to call like a dinner bell. That's
right. What kind of bell?
It's a bell that you would shake. It's got a thing inside that would wiggle back and forth and clang on both sides of it.
Okay, fantastic. Right. What do you think it's made out of? One more time.
It's metal for sure. It's definitely metal. But what kind of metal? Like a brass bell, maybe? Very yeah, good. Go on. Very oh, good. See, I didn't even think they made bells out of brass. This is great.
And here we go.
Now that one, I'm not sure. I feel like that's a keyboard. Yeah, I feel like that's like a keyboard almost, but I a celesta? What do they call that thing? That little keyboard that makes this kind of a bell sound. Is that it?
I don't know. This they have it labeled as orchestra bells trill.
Okay. Orchestra bells trills. That's fair. Okay, those are little orchestra bells. I'm used to the big orchestra chimes.
Exactly.
Yeah. That's an orchestra chime. That's a good one.
Love that.
Yeah, me too. And the interesting thing, you can hear, it's one note to start, but you hear all kinds of different notes and harmonics and stuff as it fades away. It's a very strange thing, but that's what you're hearing.
All right, looks like our internet might be better. What do we think?
Are we back on? Should we try something else?
How's it looking? Twitch is twitching.
Twitch is twitching. What about DLive? What about...
It seems to be a little bit better, but... and then here's another one. Where would you hear this bell?
Let me see. I feel like that would be school. Or that's one of those bells like in a bar when you tip well. Right? You ever been at a bar and somebody gives a good tip and you hear a little clang like that?
Right. So, I'm sorry, what'd you say?
Like a school bell or in a bar when somebody tips.
That's about right because it's a ship, brass bell on a ship.
Oh, on a ship. Okay.
And they'd have that in a bar.
Gotcha. Yeah, okay. Because I've never really been on a ship before, so...
You want to try a temporary disconnect? We're going to keep recording, but we're just going to try one last effort here.
Well, sure. Let's give it a shot.
We're just going to do a temporary.
We're experiencing human error. Please stand by.
All right, Kate. Standing by.
We're experiencing human error. Please stand by.
We were talking before about, AI and robots.
We certainly were. And they're working great, aren't they?
Uh-huh.
Oh,
you see, hey, we're off to a bad start.
Yeah, we just reset the stream. This is I love them when it's live, right?
Dude, it's so much fun. This is one of the most exciting things about this show is when it's live and when things don't work. We have to scramble, and it makes it interesting. And we're scrambling right now.
Uh-oh.
Uh-oh.
Who is that?
That's Tony
Danza.
It's
live TV, folks, live.
All right.
That's my guy. I've never met him.
So I can't believe we missed this. We'll do this and then...
All right, let's do this because this is pretty nutty. So New Year's Eve, we did not watch New Year's Rockin' Eve. We were just doing other things or whatever, right? And so we blew it off. And we missed something special that happened. The great Cyndi Lauper was on and I don't know what happened this time, but a weird performance.
Yeah, just give me a second here.
Sure. Yeah. Take your time.
She was... issues. One of those just classic, right?
Well, yeah. Mariah Carey had an incident like this too, several years ago. But she like forgot the words or something. I don't know what that was. That Mariah Carey's is a good one. Oh my God. And she's like, well, I can't hear. For heaven's sake. But Cyndi Lauper this year was had some New Year's Eve, some New Year's Rockin' Eve problems.
Untethered. See me now and see us together.
Yeah, she's off the beat a little bit.
And hope is what he came for.
But it sure is her, isn't it?
Like she can't hear it.
Yeah, it's absolutely she can't hear it. There's no way she can hear that music because she wouldn't be behind. I mean, Cyndi Lauper is a consummate professional, for heaven's sake. She's been in the business for what, 35, 37 years, something. You know, that's a weird one. That's very strange.
And they are trying to wipe this from the internet.
They are? Why?
There's one part, I guess, where her makeup person comes on and someone. wardrobe says, take off the scarf. And she's like, I'm on camera. I'm still on camera. And I can't find the clip, but everyone's talking about it.
Oh, yeah, she can't hear.
It's tough.
Playing outside is one thing. Playing outside in the freezing cold is a completely other thing. And, you know, on that giant stage, right, the whole country is watching you. You know, it's national network television. I'd be freaked out doing it. Oh, and, you know, you come out and you do one song. At least when you're on a talk show, you get to do two. So if you have a bad first song, you can sort of make up for it. You know what I mean? But, that's tough, man. Cyndi Lauper, everybody.
I feel like what was happening to Cyndi Lauper is happening to us.
Right this very second.
Right now.
It's very cool.
Classic. It's live. That's fine. We can wrap it up because we don't want to.
Well, no. If it's people, not working, right. What's the bloody point?
They
you know what
the
I mean?
Video and stuff.
Yeah. So I'm sorry. This isn't working, friends. But, you know, for those of you who came and hung out, I appreciate it. We had a nice time. We had fun for a little while, right, Ben?
Yeah, they can hear some of the audio, but we have all those video clips you want to use, and we can't really.
No, it doesn't work. So we save these for, I'll tell you what, we'll save some of these for Sunday when we do it again on YouTube.
That's right, sir.
And we'll save some more for next week. And again, thank you very much for all that you do and for your patronage and hooking us up on Patreon. And I'm awfully sorry that the internet was wonky tonight. I don't know what happened, but Kate will get to the bottom of it. That's what we're going to put on this. Our friend Kate is going to do the investigation, and she'll have a full report on Sunday's Sunday Night Live show on YouTube, okay?
Please stand by.
All right, Kate, you get to work there. You get to work and let us know what happened. In the meantime, thank you very much for everything. Again, what do we got here? Patreon, if you do want to go over there and support the show, we have a couple of different levels in which you can do that, and two of the three levels come with exclusive videos that you can't see anywhere else, some behind-the-scenes stuff and more. So pop over to patreon.com/Tommy Edison for that. There is a merchandise available to you in the store, Tommy Edison XP merchandise, as well as Blind Film Critic merch. And that is all available for you at tommyedison.com/store. Showgram comes up tomorrow night as well. We'll do that again over on the Hank and Jim Radio Network and other places too. So watch for that. And I think that's it, Ben Churchill.
We've done our job.
We have done our job, sir. And we're getting ready for you. Everything's getting ready for you for next week there, good sir. Good luck.
Thank you all.
Thank you.
Yeah, absolutely.
Thank you, my
friend.
And
of course,
Tommy, who's my buddy.
Oh, right back at you, good friend. Right back, kid. Hey, sorry it was wonky today. We'll get back again on Sunday night, and we'll see you then, all right? All right, Ben Churchill, thanks for everything.
Thank you, sir.
All right, pal. Until then.
That's it. Show's over. I'm done. Stick a fork in me.
It's been grand.
Over and out.